I think one of the things that, again, just trying to have Ajahn Chah as a person who, because you sometimes say, oh, you know, he's this monk, and his monk is something so different. You know, it's like, oh, they don't have parents somehow, or they don't have. They don't have their normal relationships, but you know, and then I think as and it's something that everybody has to kind of work with, and as lay people living in the world, we have our family relationships, we have our parents and siblings and extended families and extended friends, and how to say establish priorities. How do we establish that in Dhamma? And it isn't as if there's a absolute correct way, but that's the Dhamma. Is there to inform how we try to establish and nurture those relationships or wend our way through them. So because I remember Ajahn Chah sometimes say one of the things in Buddhist tradition is, and not just tradition, it's sort of like in the Vinaya, as monks, it's one of the Vinaya rules for ordination, you have to have the permission of your parents to ordain, to leave. Or if one has married, one has to have permission from one's spouse. So that those are, one can't just sort of disappear or go into the rooms without the support of the of one's family. So even as monks, we have to establish those relationships, maintain those relationships, and but for say for Westerners. Sometimes the at Ajahn Chah's monastery, there were Westerners showing up, and there was in those days there was no easy communication, and you're a long way away, and sometimes people showed up who wanted to ordain their parents. And would write a letter and just, you know, absolutely not. And Ajahn Chah was sort of said, well, you have to take the sense of within also another cultural value in the West, is that if you're an adult, you make your own choices. So. And they haven't ever seen a monastery, seen what Buddhism is. So, and better to take the ordination and to establish oneself in some kind of wholesome qualities of peace and wisdom, be able to bring that to your parents in the future. So it was a different decision, but it wasn't literal, but it was taking the circumstances so that you're Ajahn Chah's example of how to deal. It isn't exactly by a template, but it's informed by Dhamma. And that's as we live our own lives, and those are our choices and circumstances that we have to figure out as we go along.